Hello and welcome to season 2 of the Soul Awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kat Fowler, and if you can't hear it, I have a huge smile on my face because I am so excited to bring back the podcast to you guys. It has been a while and I am so looking forward to this new season. There is so much happening collectively and so much to share, and I'm really looking forward to having this connect with you all. So there have been so many shifts and changes within the collective landscape. As we know, this show started in 2019, and I'm now filming this in the end of September of 2021 for season 2. And so obviously, like, everything has shifted since the show first started. Most of the episodes were filmed and recorded in 2019 and some in early 2020. You know, as this shift started to happen with this global collective pandemic. So, you know, a lot has changed for many of you listening from the time that you began listening and to now. And for some of you, this may be the first episode that you ever listen to, and so welcome. We do have an entire season, season 1, which really walks you through an entire spiritual awakening journey, including different solo casts from me, some activating meditations and energy healing meditations, which you do on your own, and also really awesome interviews with guests from many different backgrounds in order to support your journey. So if you're very new to the awakening process, I'd highly recommend starting at episode 1 from season 1 and then moving through the podcast that way. But if you're here, you're here, and you know, it is meant to be. So before we get started, there are some new shifts happening. The reason why I took some time off in between seasons was because I was actually finishing and completing my book, The Ultimate Guide to Energy Healing. So this entire book is all about learning how to heal yourself energetically on your own with very simple practices that I've collected throughout the years, that I've learned throughout my own practice, and that I'm compiling all together in one book and one place for you. It has been such a blessing for me when I was writing this book, and I know that when I would send the copy out to the copy editors, they were having amazing experiences just while editing the book. And telling me how, like, relaxed they feel and how they can't believe that just reading the exercises and reading the book, how much it has helped them understand energetic practices. So The Ultimate Guide to Energy Healing is meant for beginners to advanced students. And what it does is it teaches you and gives you the ability to do energy healing yourself on your own. You know, you don't need to take a bunch of courses. This is a very modern approach and a very simplified approach to very ancient practices that come from many different backgrounds, like shamanism, Reiki, different forms of energy healing from ancient traditions, and then also from modern traditions and from my work within the Akashic Records, some of these exercises came through. So this is for anyone of all levels that is interested in truly healing themselves and understanding their own personal energy and why you operate the way you operate, and how to work with energetic boundaries, how to gently clean and clear and heal and balance the chakras, all the different layers of the aura, and we go through many other different forms of activations as well. This book takes you through a full spectrum of the energy healing journey and really prepares you step by step along the way to get you ready to do the exercises. And then the exercises are in these different levels as well, where, you know, you may be able to read the book pretty quickly and go through it fast, and some of you may take, you know, a year or so to take the time to build the foundation with each exercise in the book. Everything is methodically placed in the correct order so that you can slowly build your energetic foundation, including grounding techniques and things that you've already experienced on the podcast from season one. Like the earth grounding meditation that we do, the chakra balancing meditation. It's similar exercises, but instead of it just being guided, I teach you how to do it yourself and also the why behind it. Like, why are you doing certain things? What's the point really? And how does it affect your energy and how will it affect you in your daily living in a really beautiful way? And so this knowledge can be really, really empowering. And I am so excited to see the shift that it creates in your life and in the world when more people are aware of their own personal energy and are practicing energetic self-care and energetic hygiene and also becoming very aware of their energy in their day-to-day interactions with themselves and with others. It is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm so excited to share that with all of you. So that is what I have been up to for the last like few months. And it is available now anywhere that books are found, really. But you can find it on my website, katfowler.com/ultimate guide to energy. Or you can find it, you know, on Amazon or anywhere books are found online. And again, it's called The Ultimate Guide to Energy Healing. So I'm really looking forward to that and hearing how that is for you. So that being said, let's get into our first episode. So I wanted to start off with leading you all through a very similar exercise that comes from the book, all around strengthening your auric field. Now, why strengthening your aura and healing it and boosting it is so important is because your aura is like your coat in the winter. It is your cocoon of personal energy that really buffers out and strengthens your own personal experience as you go throughout your day. Now, why this is so important is because there's like a 90% chance that those of you that are listening, or especially from season one listening, that you're a sensitive human being. You are either highly sensitive or an empath or intuitive or all of the above. And those of us that are in that, you know, spectrum of beautifully sensitive souls, we just feel things a lot more, especially as empaths. Empaths, it's a whole kind of another story. I have an episode on that, which you can listen back to at any point. But there is a tendency to be hyper aware of our environment and to sometimes absorb the energy of the environment, which isn't necessarily what we want to be doing all the time, especially if we're in like a crowded city or just in a crowded environment, or even just at a dinner with someone that we just want to keep our own energy nice and stable. We don't really want to be taking on that of others or giving away our own, because then we have our own healthy boundaries of what is yours and what is theirs, and you feel really whole and complete without any kind of energetic enmeshment. So the reason why this particular episode is, and the meditation is going to be on the aura, is because we did grounding in the first season, which is the most important thing, I think, foundationally when starting off working with energy, is remembering that you're a human here on Earth and then connecting to your home, which is Earth. Then the second meditation that we did involving energy healing was the chakras and clearing and balancing the chakras and learning how to do that. There's different techniques in the book around how to clear your chakras. That's not the only way. There's many ways to do it. And there's some ways that are a little bit quicker, and there's some ways that maybe are more detailed if you want to focus on just one chakra. But we went through that together in season one, and I probably will offer different ways to do that outside of what's just available there in that meditation. But so we have those two foundationally. So you know how to work with grounding and you know how to work with your chakras. But what's so important and what can be so overlooked is our auric field. So our auric field is this beautiful cocoon of light that we have all around us. So within the aura is multiple dimensions of our experience. What this means is that within each layer, starting from closest to the body, moving furthest away from the body, we have a different dimension of experience. the closest layer to the body, almost very close to the skin all around the body, is called the first layer or the etheric layer, and that is the first dimension, and that is our spirit's first dimensional experience of this reality. The second layer is the emotional layer, which is about 2 inches wider and all around the body, similar to, you could think of like Russian dolls and how they get, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, the second layer is how we feel about our experience on Earth and how we feel about our daily living. The third layer is the mental layer, and this is how we as people, our personality self, thinks about our experience on this Earth. The fourth layer is the astral layer. This layer is vast. This dimension is vast. This is the dream layer. This is the heart layer. This is the layer of time and where timelines and all of these things can be shifted and changed. This is also the layer that has the biggest spectrum of reality, moving from the lower astral realm or the lower fourth dimension to the higher upper astral realm, the higher astral dimension, where all sorts of different experiences can be felt and experienced there. So this is just a very brief summary. We have layers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that we primarily work with, which correlate with the 7 chakras. So like I was saying, layer 1, layer 2, layer 3, 1st, 2nd, 3rd dimension, 4th, 5th, 6th, and so on, 7th, it correlates with the chakras. So the first layer correlates with our root chakra. The second layer correlates with the sacral chakra. The third dimension or the third layer correlates with the solar plexus, the fourth dimension with the heart. The heart's a little bit different. We talk a lot about this in the book, where the heart actually has the ability to move throughout all dimensions. You can reach dimensions way beyond our current experience, and also the very foundational ones as well. Everything is contained within the heart. That's why the heart is so important, the heart chakra. But so each layer of the auric field moving upwards goes from more dense, so the first is pretty dense, meaning energetically, and also more slow, so meaning like the frequency of the wave is more slow, similar to the chakra, how the root and red color spectrum moves at a slower wavelength, and it's the same with the dimensions. There is no hierarchy, so I just want to stress this. I'm in the Akashic Records right now, so all of this is coming through. I don't have an outline. None of this is planned, but this is what had to come through for the first episode. So they do want to stress that there is no hierarchy of certain dimensions being good or bad or being better than or less than or more spiritual or closer to God or less than. Now, this is like really, really, really important, because this is definitely a teaching that I think gets distorted throughout many spiritual practices, where there's this false belief that the higher in dimension you go, the closer you are to God. And that is simply not true. If that's the case, then that would mean that living on Earth, you are not close to God, or there's no way to be close to God. Just like think about that, and think about how that would mean that unless you're constantly striving to be more than something or in a different place than you currently are, that you can't find God, and that leads to separation. The truth of the reality of dimensionality is that God exists, or if you don't like the word God, source energy, the universe, the all, you know, whatever is comfortable for you, the supreme source, like, you know, creative energy, whatever works for you. That God source energy is within all fields. It's within all dimensions. It's in the first, it's in the second, it's in the third, it's in the 15th, it's in the 18th, it's in the 50th. It's in every single dimension that's available to us. So please understand that when we speak about the aura, when we speak about the chakras, when we talk about the different layers and levels of our experience as a multidimensional being, in every dimension, we are in every dimension, are who we are as beings. Not just the third, not just the fourth, not just the fifth. We are in every single dimension. There is no higher or lower. It's not like you reach the fifth dimension, which is like another, you know, whatever nonsense thing that I've been hearing. You reach the fifth and it's all good. And then that's where you find unity in God. But before then, it's not possible. This is simply not true. And for many reasons. And that's why you will see somebody that has all the knowledge in the world, all the technical information in the world. They know all about every dimension, but you know, they're not kind. And then you find somebody who may be deaf or blind or not able to speak, but you can feel the love emanating from their heart and who they are just as a person, just as a being without any kind of form of verbal or, you know, physical communication in any way. And so this is just to really illustrate, and you don't need, you know, these extremes to show that, but this is just to illustrate that it's really not about how high of a dimension you can reach or the dimensionality of, you know, where you are at any moment. It's really about connecting to that pure love source within each dimension. So whenever we go over the dimensions, which we'll probably go over in future episodes, actually, I think that's going to be interesting and really cool to see what comes through. But whenever we talk about this in regards to our own personal energy, the aura, the chakras, please know that there's no better than or less than dimension. We're just simply, as human beings living in the third dimension, putting linear numbers to the experience so we can comprehend it. But these things like the first, the second, the third, that's not what they're called. Like, it's just a way and a lens of how you experience your reality. So that was a little bit of a tangent, just coming back to the auras. So the closer we are to the body, the more dense the energy. The further away from the body, the physical body, the more subtle the energy becomes. Again, the closer we are to the body, the slower the frequency of the energy, and the further away we move from the body, the faster the vibration of the energy. There's no good, no bad, no right, no wrong with this. There's no higher or better than. It's all just a way to experience your reality from a different lens, a different dimension. And we are multidimensional. All of these dimensions are occurring simultaneously around us and within us at the same time. There is no time. So they're all occurring simultaneously. We go into a lot of depth in this in the book, so you can really fully understand it. I'm just trying to lay out the very foundational aspect of the energy body that surrounds us at all times and what that's like. So some simple facts here are when we are happy and joyful, our aura is really bright and expanded. And when we are sad or maybe in a more quiet, solemn place, our aura can be quite close or contracted to the body. Our aura can also become very depleted through many different things, through harsh substances, harsh people, harsh images and movies, inorganic substances that are not from the earth, that are not organically based, can damage and deplete the aura. Like EMFs, things like that, inorganic, we'll just call it inorganic substances, frequencies, and materials can create damage to the aura. And so knowing that, because most of us, some of you guys listening do already, and some of you guys, this is new information, knowing that this is something that should be worked on daily if you can. You know, I compare energetic hygiene to that of physical hygiene. With like brushing your teeth, you would brush your teeth every day and shower every day in the same way that you would gently clean the aura every day and boost the aura, or clean the chakras every day and boost the chakras. It doesn't have to be a 40-minute, hour-long process. In the beginning, when you're just learning, it may take time and you might have to read notes. But as you go along, it actually gets a lot quicker, and it just can be done in 5 minutes. Just a little quick scan of your aura. There's many different ways to do that. Scan of the chakras and then just a gentle clearing. So that's what we'll be doing today. When we do these guided meditations, I do want to stress, all I am doing is facilitating and guiding you through a process that you are doing on your own. So it's not me doing anything for you or to you or like sending energy, nothing like that. The process of energy healing and the whole point of this book was so that you can do it yourself. You become completely sovereign in your ability to work with your own energy and heal your own energy. And you don't need to depend on, rely on, pay, or, you know, do anything, wait for another person to help you in any way. Although that can be necessary at some stages of the journey, you are your own best healer, and it's very, very possible for you to do this yourself. Once you have the knowledge on how to do this, then you can work with your own energy field. That is my goal here as a human being on this earth, as a teacher on this earth. That is why I do what I do, which is to empower you to do it on your own. Because so much knowledge and so many teachers like will hide things that are really beneficial because they want to keep that to themselves. So like, you know, they can remain in a certain place with all the information. But we live in a time where everything is available. And the thing is, so much is available online and through Google and whatnot. But with the world of energy, it can be a little bit like the Wild Wild West. And you really have to, and this will be a whole nother thing we're going to talk about in the near future, use discernment around what you listen to, who you listen to, what you're reading. Is the information that you're hearing true? Does it resonate with your energy? Even if it is true, does it resonate with you? Is it something that is beneficial for you in this time? Or is it something that, you know, may not be for you at this moment or may not be truthful? This is really important, I think, especially within the spiritual world. There's so much information and so many different things out there right now. So what's really important is for whoever's listening right now at this moment to understand that discernment around what you choose to engage with, what teachers you choose to study from, what material you choose to watch, what YouTube videos you listen to, you know, and teachers, all these things. It's really, especially in this current environment that we're in right now, so important that you hold discernment around the messages, and not only the messages, but the person and the energies that are coming through the messages. I won't go too much on that. That'll be a whole nother episode. But, you know, there's so much out there online, especially on different channels, video channels, where maybe the words are all correct, but, you know, the energies speaking those words are not so great for everyone's well-being. So just use a lot of discernment around any of these, you know, YouTube messages, whatever it is that you're engaging with at this time. Just do a little reevaluation of what feels true to you, what resonates with you, what really feels good in your heart, and leave the rest, literally. Just really do a filtering process right now. I'll speak more about this in depth in the future, but for now, we're going to stick to the energy portion, the aura. So regarding your auric field, with this meditation, all I'm going to be simply doing is guiding you through creating an awareness of the different levels and layers of your auric field, these different dimensions, and how to keep them clean and strong. This exercise will be available in depth in the book, probably a little bit different because I'm not, you know, reading anything. I'm just doing it live at this time. But so you can find way more information. And if this is stuff that you love and you really want to get to understand your energetic anatomy, your energy signature, who you are as an energy, as a being, as a soul, the Ultimate Guide to Energy Healing is going to be really helpful regarding all of that information on your own path to self-discovery with that. So, all right. If you want to take a quick break, feel free to pause the episode, get yourself situated and ready for a meditation. This will be a good time if you'd like to. If you haven't yet, you can download this episode on your phone or your tablet, wherever you're listening, and then you can put your phone on airplane mode or do not disturb, whatever you have available, just so that you're just in a quiet space and you're ready for the meditation. I do recommend ideally sitting up with your spine nice and tall, and you can have your feet flat on the floor. That usually helps support grounding the energy. But if you feel like you feel pretty grounded and good, you can also do the exercise with the legs crossed, Indian style, if you choose. Up to you. So take a moment to set that up and set up your space if you'd like. Pause the episode. And then come on back when you're ready. All right, so to begin, let's take a moment to close the eyes and just take a deep breath in and out. And as you breathe, just begin to bring your breath into the belly. As you breathe in, the belly expands. And as you breathe out, the belly gently softens. Again, as you breathe in, the lower belly expands. And as you breathe out, the lower belly softens, the shoulders relax. Just take a few moments to deepen your breathing. And if you'd like to really move into a more relaxed state, you can always breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth like a sigh. Even just a few rounds of that will help move you into a parasympathetic, relaxed state. So as you're doing this, just being cognizant that when working with your aura, this is our energetic protection. This is our boundaries within the world around us energetically. This is also what helps to filter what information comes through that is necessary and beneficial to you, and filter out the information that is not necessary or beneficial to you. And that's why having a strong, healthy auric field is so vitally important for our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. So taking a moment here, you can set your intention for this meditation just to gently cleanse, strengthen, boost, reconnect, and fortify your own auric field. And with that intention, bring your awareness just about 2.5 feet above your head. All the way up above your crown chakra, we have what is called the stellar chakra. This is our 12th dimensional portal or chakra outside of the body. So from here, you can visualize this golden orb turning into more of a disc, almost like when we see a halo, you know, over an angel. And from there, a golden column of light, this beautiful pale gold, white light, gently coming down like a column of light all around your body. This is your own personal 12th dimensional column of healing light that you can access at any time just to create a nice, safe space for your meditation. This column expands about 3 feet around you in every direction. And this column of beautiful golden white light also grounds down below you, below the earth, below your feet, and connects all the way down to the beautiful crystalline core of Mother Earth. So allow this column to gently release down, to gently ground down all the way, creating a beautiful safe space all around you, cocooned within your own personal 12th dimensional light. This 12th dimensional beautiful light is untouchable, truly. It is so fine and pure in frequency that it creates this beautiful energetic shield for this work all around you, keeping out any lower vibrational energies that do not need to be in your space, and only allowing loving vibrations within your energetic field. Now from here, you can visualize grounding your energy starting from your root chakra. So right at the base of your pelvis, all the way down, a beautiful golden line of energy grounds down past your feet. This is our Earth Star Chakra below the feet. Then grounding down below that, all the way to the core of the earth. Now you can visualize this cord of energy as it starts to ground down. So if you need time to do this, feel free to pause the meditation. Otherwise, once you are grounded and connected down to the core of the earth, you can visualize expanding this golden column of light, this golden line of energy, to the width of your physical body. So expand it side to side, expand it front to back. So it's fully encompassing the width of your body. If that's easy to do and comfortable, you can even make it as wide as your aura. So only do what resonates and only go where guided. Okay, from there, feeling grounded, feeling nice and secure within this beautiful golden light all around you. Take a moment to intend to take a picture or visualize what your auric field looks like at this time. And whatever impressions come to you visually, through imagination, through hearing, through a knowing, in whatever way, shape, or form, trust the first impression that you receive around this. Does the aura look bright, vibrant? Does it look muddy? Are there different sections of the aura that maybe are depleted that need to be filled in? Does it look nice and round like a balloon shape or an egg shape? Or does it look more open or leaning to the side or front? So just be aware of what your aura looks like at this time. Without judgment, this is just a simple snapshot of your energy today. Okay, and from here, now let's move to the first layer of our auric field, the layer that is very, very close to the physical body, the closest layer all around the body. From that beautiful stellar chakra, that 12th dimensional, beautiful portal of energy, visualize flowing this beautiful stream of golden light all the way down towards the top of the head. And let it just gently coat or fill the entire first layer of the auric field. Almost, I visualize like paint dripping down, but it's sheer, it's gold, it's sparkling, it's beautiful. It's your own personal 12th dimensional energy that is ever flowing and infinite. So just allowing that energy to gently move down and around the body, down the head, shoulders, arms, torso, hips, legs, feet. And this light of yours gently clears and releases any frequencies or energies that aren't your light, that aren't your truth, and gently repairs any areas that may be depleted or in need of some more light. Okay, from here, let's move to the second layer. Same thing, from that space about 2.5 feet above your head, from the stellar chakra, gently visualizing beautiful golden light starting to stream all the way down and filling up that layer about 2 inches further out than the first dimension, than the first layer. So filling up this second layer of the aura, starting from the head, moving down the neck, shoulders, and just keep going down the body. Notice we're moving a little bit slower here because I'm hearing that we really need to gently clear away some of these like older emotional energies, heavier, denser emotional energies that have just been stored here or lodged, you would say, that have been waiting for a nice release. So just really allowing this golden energy to transmute some of that. And for any energies that it can't just instantly transmute, then it gently just pushes it down, lets it release down below the feet, down through that grounding cord, to which the core of the earth, Mother Earth, will gently transmute it herself, using it like compost, using it like fuel for fresh energy, circulating that energy then throughout the earth. Okay, when ready now, moving through the third layer of the auric field. This is the mental layer, sending that golden energy down from the stellar chakra, down over the head, down the shoulders, the front and the back of the body. This is happening in the third dimension of the aura, the third layer. And this is where a lot of our repetitive thoughts and thoughts that maybe aren't ours will remain there. So just gently clearing out any thoughts, thought forms, things that you don't need, any old tapes playing, old programs playing, any energies that aren't yours. You can just set that intention that this light gently transmutes and releases all energies that are not your own light and your own truth from your third layer, your third dimension of your auric field. Okay, once that light reaches down below the feet, then moving to the fourth layer, notice how we're getting wider and wider away from the body and how it might feel more subtle as we go further away. So let this golden light start to fill up the top. Now the aura is becoming a little bit more oval shape, a little bit more circular than it has been, more of like a trace of the body. And it's just filling up this fourth layer. And this is where a lot of energies through dream time, through, you know, different practices can remain there that aren't to your highest good. So you can just set that intention that you now release all energies that are not there for your highest good from this layer. And you do this on your own accord, gently and thoroughly through your own light, gently moving through and washing through this aura, clearing it out, strengthening any areas of depletion. Letting it move all the way down the body, past the feet. Okay, now into the fifth layer. This fifth layer is the energetic blueprint of our physical body. So it actually does have a big correlation to the first layer and our physical experience. So allowing that golden light from your own 12th dimensional stellar chakra to gently fill that entire fifth layer of your auric field. You can set the intention here if you'd like that it makes any repairs that are needed within this dimension. It looks almost like a blueprint for a house, similar here with the body, with the energy. So any repairs that are needed in this layer are gently made as this beautiful light moves through it. Okay, letting it move all the way down. And just take notice if different areas of your body you're feeling the energy compared to others. This is going to give you a good indication of what areas are being worked on through your own light, what areas are being repaired or could use more attention beyond just this exercise. And this could be an exercise that you repeat daily on your own or guided the first few times through this recording. And maybe you even find one layer here that really resonates with you that you can tell needs some extra attention that you focus on daily. So this is really a customizable practice here. And so this is really up to the information that you receive each time that you go to meditate and do this gentle aura session. Okay, so once the energy has moved down and past the feet, now moving to the sixth layer, so gently letting that beautiful golden energy flow from your chakra down and around the sixth layer of the auric field, or the sixth dimension of your multidimensional experience. This is how our soul feels about what's going on. This is our soul's emotional response to its environment and what's happening in our world. So this can be sometimes behind or beyond our conscious comprehension around what we may be feeling. This is usually way beyond that and can contain energies beyond this lifetime around how we feel, around our experience here, but also programming from the past. So just allowing this light to gently boost this layer and clear out any false beliefs, any false energies or imprints that you may have taken on from others or even on your own accord from your experiences within this lifetime and throughout all lifetimes. And again, you're doing this on your own, through your own light, through your own intention, through your own will manifesting this healing session on your own, on yourself. Letting that energy run down and through the entire sixth layer, the entire cocoon's layer, all around the body, down the feet. And now lastly today, the seventh layer of the auric fields, letting that golden light gently coat this layer, move through this layer. This layer is how our soul thinks about our experience. What does it think about what we're going through and everything we've experienced in our time here and on our journey here? Again, just allowing this light to gently clear out any beliefs, any energies, any thoughts from other energies that are not your own, that are not serving you at this time any longer. And you might notice, you might just feel a very deep sense of peace as you work into the more subtle layers, the more soul-connected layers of your auric field. And now from here, as this energy, your own light, has moved through and strengthened, fortified, cleared your auric field, created more stability and a brightness to it, now you can visualize, if you'd like, a golden grid of energy. This may be sacred geometry. This may look like just a grid of golden light gently surrounding the seventh layer, creating an extra buffer, an extra, you would say, temporary shield, just to gently surround and close and contain the energy and all the shifts and changes that were just felt and created through your own effort in this exercise. Visualizing this, if you choose, this golden light. For some of you, I'm actually seeing purple, like amethyst color or amethyst energy. You could surround that seventh layer with that energy, whatever feels best for you, just to contain it all in one place. And just setting the intention that with this gentle sealing of the auric field also comes a gentle closing of the energy and an integration of all the changes and shifts that you've made. From here, you can visualize that golden column of light that we started with, slowly, gently moving back up into that 12th dimensional stellar chakra. As it gently disappears, it's always there, but just from our awareness at this time, for the purpose of gently closing the exercise. And then you can visualize grounding once more. You can even rub your legs if you'd like to gently ground your energy back into your body fully and completely. You can also revisualize that golden column of light from the root chakra connecting you down to the core of the earth. And just taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and gently opening your eyes. So this concludes the simple yet very effective aura clearing and strengthening and boosting energetic exercise, which you can do on your own at any time. We took our time with certain layers that you can go as fast or slow as you'd like. You can work on just one layer a day if this felt like a lot for you at this time. And it's something that you can do daily. Highly beneficial daily in the morning before you start your day and go out and into public. And then also, if you're really feeling it, at night as well, before you go to sleep, just surrounding yourself with that light before you drift off to bed. So I hope that this was really helpful for you, very beneficial for you, and that you feel very strong in your own energy field. Notice throughout your day what your day is like and how your daily interactions go with others. you may notice you feel better, you feel more vibrant, and you're less affected by the external energies and, you know, news or people or anything that's going on in your environment. So again, this was something that you did all on your own and you can do anytime. We go into depth with these energetic exercises and tools within the book, The Ultimate Guide to Energy Healing. So be sure to check it out. Again, you can find it anywhere books are sold. You can also find it on my website, katvaller.com. Hopefully this really helps you throughout the rest of your day and evening, wherever you are. So before signing off, if you're new to this podcast, be sure to subscribe to this podcast to be notified whenever new episodes release. And don't forget to leave a review while you're there. It was wonderful connecting with you again. I'm so excited to bring the rest of season two forward. We have amazing interviews coming up and also many different shorter solo casts and meditations. And so it's just, I'm super excited here. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Soul Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Fowler, and I'm wishing you lots of success and joy and happiness for the rest of your day. I'll see you on the next episode.